time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, like a folk song or a children's song, or maybe even a familiar melody from the world of classical music, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone who tries to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Gordy Heiss is joining us from River Falls, Wisconsin. Hi, Gordy.
Hey, Fred.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. What role does music play in your life, Gordy?
Well, I played trumpet since I was probably in the third grade, and I'm in my late 50s now, so it's been a few years.
And you're still playing trumpet?
Periodically, yes. I was real active teaching private lessons, and now I play on and off here and there, and then on Memorial Day I play taps at nine cemeteries.
Ah, nice. So, well, really glad to hear that you're still playing trumpet, at least on and off.
Right.
Well, Gordy, your job is to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating, although I don't know what's coming either. So if you need some brainstorming help, you and I can think about this together.
Okay.
And if we really get stuck on the composer side of things, we can ask for some musical clues as well.
Okay.
So, Gordy, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Gordy?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I'm puzzled.
Well, you know it was a piano, right?
I knew it wasn't a trumpet.
Right, there you go.
Although, I mean, yes, it was played on piano, but it kind of sounded like it should have been played on an earlier keyboard than a piano.
Well, right you are.
Harpsichord.
That's right.
Yeah, it sounded more like a harpsichord piece than a piano piece.
Yes, I agree.
So maybe we're looking at a composer who's before the era of the piano here.
I don't consider the piano an error. But, but yes, you're right.
Okay, is it Bach?
No, ooh. But he was born the same year.
It was flowery.
Yeah, very florid, lots of ornamentation around the melody. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
But don't forget that there's also a kind of, the middle section is very particular to this person. In the style. That really, to me, says something about the composer.
Okay. I think it's Scarlatti.
And you're right.
Domenico Scarlatti, the great Italian composer of keyboard music who wrote 550 keyboard sonatas, I think. Was there any one particular sonata you had in mind, Bruce, or more the general style of Scarlatti?
I would say I had about 8 of them in mind.
Okay.
Because I spent some time looking through the sonatas to give myself some detail and inspiration. I love that he often will really stop and put a punctuation on the end of a phrase. Then go on. It's usually like that, you know.
Well, Gordy,
yes.
You got Domenico Scarlatti. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Now, what about that tune?
I'm still puzzled with that, too.
Yeah. Fred, do you think you have any clue about the tune yourself?
Well, I was puzzled until the middle section.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I think there's so much going on around the way Bruce is playing it, it's making it a little bit hard to pick out.
Yes, it is.
Bruce, could you simplify it just a smidge?
I'll try to play it differently.
Okay, all right.
I'll play it a little slower, too. Kind of a distorted little.
I think
it's a tune Mickey Mouse knows.
Oh, it's a small world.
Yes, it is a small world, isn't it? So, what do you think the tune is? Oh no, that's it.
Yes. You know, I should have got that because our two daughters that are now in their early 30s, we went to Disney World when they were little, and they sang that for like 4 days. So I told them to stop. So.
Well, perhaps you don't ever want to hear it. Now, one thing about this middle section. Now, you'll notice I didn't change the notes, but the harmonies, the key is minor, but the notes are still from that major key. Then I had to get back to the key of the other part. So I changed back to the parallel major.
That was very well done.
Thank you.
Well, Gordy, you got the tune. You got the composer. Well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your help.
Oh, you're very welcome. Gordy Heiss from River Falls, Wisconsin. What's your public radio station?
Minnesota Public Radio.
Gordy, great having you playing our Piano Puzzler this week. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Fred.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.